I mean, it's been a couple of hours. This is the only slow jam. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for this request. Tens, what you need on power. Before this was Sergi Barker with Wah Wah Wah. And we also had Nsaki Jesse Cleggy with How Dare You. And Mr. Easy and Bus Stop. It's 1744 on power. Stand by for the Power FM Evening News.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. The power.
Come and be a part of the romantic escape at the David Livingstone Safari Lodge and Spa. Lemoor, a Livingstone, invites you to a Valentine's Day celebration like no other. Set sail on the Lady Livingstone for a premium sunset to evening dinner cruise. Indulge in a 5-course fine dining experience, complete with a signature locked heart dessert, rose champagne on arrival, and curated wine pairings, all at 2,100 kwacha per person. As the Zambezi River glows under candlelight, live entertainment and intimate ambience creates timeless memories. The Valentine's Buffet Dinner at the Kalai Restaurant offers a grand feast going at 850 kwacha per person. Server-themed dishes at live stations, elegant table settings, and a dazzling dessert bar paired with welcome drinks and enchanting music. Whether it's a private cruise or a celebratory buffet, David Livingstone Safari Lodge and Spa promises a Valentine's Day to cherish. For bookings, call +260 979 586 0040 or email activities@thedavidlivingstone.com. Let love bloom beside the mighty Zambezi.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
An 11-year-old girl allegedly defied by a fellow juvenile. Opposition leader Chalaka Teka accuses President Hakainde Hichilema of weaponizing public institutions for political gain. In international news, U.S. deploys 200 troops to Nigeria to combat Islamist militants. And in sports, Patson Daka shines with goal and assist at Leicester as Leicester surrender 3-goal lead.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. An 11-year-old girl has allegedly been defiled by a juvenile boy aged between 14 and 15 years of the same neighborhood in Livingston. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo said the incident was reported on the 9th of February 2026 at 1640 hours and the report was made by the mother of the victim. Mr. Namalongo stated that on February 9th, the victim was at home with her elder brother, aged 12, while their mother was away from home when the incident occurred. He stated the victim experienced stomach pains and proceeded to the toilet behind their house. While inside, the suspect entered, forcibly dragged her down and sexually assaulted her. Mr. Namalongo stated that the victim sustained pain in her private parts and bruises on her left hand. He added that the victim disclosed the incident to her brother, who immediately informed their mother. Mr. Namalongo said that a medical report form was issued for medical examination and treatment, adding that no arrest has been made at this stage as investigations are underway. New Heritage Party leader Chalaka Teka has accused the government of weaponizing public institutions to serve partisan interests. Ms. Kateka clarified that by weaponizing, she does not mean the use of physical weapons, but the placement of loyal individuals in key institutions such as the Registrar of Societies, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, law enforcement agencies, parliament and the courts in order to influence outcomes. Speaking on the political podcast, Ms. Kateka alleged that when institutions are controlled in that manner, aggrieved parties may fail to obtain fair recourse, even through the courts. Ms. Kateka said this creates a situation where citizens and political players have limited options for redress because institutions meant to be independent are perceived to be compromised. Ms. Kateka said Zambia must move away from what she described as partisan, tribal and regional politics, stating that leadership appointments should be based on merit rather than party affiliation, ethnicity or regional background. He said one of the key priorities would be institutional reform, arguing that Zambia needs a constitution developed by its citizens and not driven by partisan interests. She noted that previous institutional amendments have not endured because they were influenced by political considerations, explaining that a new constitution should reduce presidential powers and be designed to serve both present and future generations.
If New Heritage went in as a political party by itself, then it means that I appoint somebody simply because they are in New Heritage party, or I appoint somebody simply because they are Bemba. I'm Bemba. That is not going to take this country forward, because maybe the brains that I need for that particular appointment are going to come from Lambaland or from Northwestern Province. So the moment we limit ourselves to choosing somebody along partisan lines, along tribal or regional lines, we are missing the point. So those of us that have come together are saying the time for that has to come to an end. We need to start appointing people based on merit. We need to...
Over 1,100 hectares of land in Kazungula District, Southern Province, has been sprayed in efforts to contain a locust infestation that threatened crops and pasture. Kazungula District Agricultural Coordinator Amon Mbalakata confirmed that the African migratory locusts and red locusts have since been brought under control following a coordinated response by the Ministry of Agriculture and other stakeholders. Mr. Mbalakata explained that the outbreak, which affected several parts of the district, posed a serious risk to food security and livelihoods, particularly for smallholder farmers who depend on crop production and livestock grazing. He said rapid surveillance and aerial and ground spraying interventions helped prevent the pests from spreading further to surrounding farming areas. He has since urged farmers to remain vigilant and report any new sightings of locust swarms to agricultural officers to ensure intervention.
So 215 hectares was spread, and the situation still proved to be tough, and the International Red Locust Control Organization also intervened for Central and Southern Africa, which also sprayed the 900 hectares of land that is in all the three camps. So we find that after the spraying, the situation was tamed, so to say, and up to date, even as we are speaking, the situation is calm.
Chairman North Member of Parliament Yotam Tayatalo has raised concern in Parliament over challenges affecting access to secondary school places in parts of his constituency and other rural areas. Mr. Tayatalo asked the Minister of Education whether government is aware that some learners are facing difficulties following the downgrading of basic schools to primary schools under the revised education curriculum. In response, Education Minister Douglas Siakalima said government is aware of the concerns. Mr. Siakalima explained that the challenges have arisen during the transition to the new curriculum, which reclassified some former basic schools as primary schools and introduced a policy of non-automatic progression from grade 7 to grade 8. He said this has created pressure on available secondary school places in some communities, resulting in longer travel distances for learners. However, the minister said the situation remains manageable. He disclosed that Chama District projected 2,205 grade 8 learners for 2025. So far, 1,870 learners have already been enrolled in Chama North alone, against the overall district projection covering both Chama North and Chama South. Mr. Siakalima added that there have been no official reports of eligible learners being left without a place in the district. He further stated that the government has implemented measures to expand access to secondary education, including the completion of stalled projects and the construction of 120 secondary schools under the Zambia Education Enhancement Project. The ministry has also directed districts to identify primary schools that can be upgraded to secondary school status where infrastructure allows.